Yes, we have caught up with Carol Jansch, tuba for the Philadelphia Orchestra. That was some piece.
I know, really exciting. It's so much fun to play.
There's so much in it, in the Marsalis Violin Concerto, so many different colors, and the violin does amazing things, but the orchestra also does many surprising things.
Totally. It's like 1,000 different styles of music packed into one concerto, and it's really evocative of different like scenery and characters. So, yeah, my part, not huge because you're not going to put a lot of tuba in a violin concerto. But yeah, I'm featured in, there's like a circus scene that I got to play a little solo in, and I provide some bass line and some kind of blues parts. And particularly for me, it's fun to play sousaphone at the end of the last movement.
So talk about the sousaphone. How is that different from the tuba?
It's pretty much the same. It's just shaped differently. It's what people play in marching bands a lot of the time. It wraps around you, and then the bell points forward, like at you. So it's a visual thing. And I think at the end of the Hootenanny movement, it's supposed to be like a New Orleans street band kind of party. And so all the brass stands up, and then that's when I play the sousaphone. It's a really good time.
And in the violin concerto, he seems to bring in so many different influences. There's Scottish music and European music and jazz and blues and ragtime and gospel.
Totally, it's super fun. And I think Nicola Benedetti grew up in Scotland, right? So I just have to say, I really, really enjoy listening to her play because she just nails all of these characters. There's so many of them, and she plays each one with such conviction and character and elegance. I'm really enjoying listening to her this week too.
Now, even though there's not a story, you do get this sense, there are a lot of story elements, so you do get this sense of some kind of story of there's a dream sequence, and you mentioned the circus. Are you imagining those things while you're playing?
Well, Winton told us about several of those things. I think in a lot of these sections, he had a kind of visual imagery of where we are and what's happening. So he was explaining some of those to us throughout the week. The one dream sequence is supposed to be kind of an anxiety dream, and then that it's everything was supposed to be really energetic during there because you're all riled up, and then you sort of it winds down into the violin cadenza where like you wake up and then realize that it wasn't real and everything kind of calms down. So he was really clear in communicating to us what we were supposed to evoke in different sections. And he said in rehearsal, you know, it's important that we have these things in mind as we're playing because what we're feeling as we play is everything as we're communicating to the audience. So then we'll make a more effective performance if we're really keeping these things in mind. So I think it's awesome.
We're about to hear the Holst. Do you see similarities between the two pieces?
I think in the way that they evoke such strong and different characters, certainly, yeah. You know, like how Saturn is the bringer of old age and it's stodgy and dark. But then you have Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, right before that, and it's just like so peppy, it's insane. So you have that same kind of contrast in the concerto as well.
Well, we look forward to hearing it. Thank you so much, Carol Jansch.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.